Stephen King, one of the most beloved and famous and best-selling authors ever, often goes to writers' conferences. And after he talks for a little bit, he says, "Any questions?" And inevitably, someone raises their hand, I'm paraphrasing here, and says, "Mr. King, you are one of the most beloved, famous, and successful authors ever. What kind of pencil do you use to write your books?" As if knowing what kind of pencil Stephen King uses will help you be more like Stephen King. People often go up to folks who invent and create and say, "Where do you get all your good ideas?" This is a really bad question. The right question is, where do you get all your bad ideas? Because if you have enough bad ideas, you will have absolutely no trouble having enough good ideas. That what people who create do is they let the ideas out. They sit and they do the work and the ideas come. Bad ideas, good ideas. It is not yours to judge until later. That your job is to just produce. And after you produce, you can curate, you can select, you can censor. But first, the goal is to have bad ideas. Lots and lots of bad ideas. And the second half of that rule is, once you've got the best thing you have in the moment, you ship it. You interact with the market and you engage and see what happens. Here's the rule. The person who fails the most will win. If I fail more than you do, I will win. Because in order to keep failing, you got to be good enough to keep playing, right? So if you fail cataclysmically and never play again, you only failed once. But if you're always there, shipping, putting your work into the world, creating and starting things, you will learn. You will learn to see more accurately. You will learn the difference between a good idea and a bad idea, and you will keep producing.